first 40 minutes compared to when you scored three goals in the third period by your team tonight?
Not from an effort standpoint or a competitiveness standpoint. I thought that third period we were, seemed like we were more relaxed and made more plays with the puck.
What about for Jordan Binnington to close the door after the Hayes goal?
Yeah, he's been great. Great again. You know, big saves, big times. At big moments, I mean.
How long have you been thinking about making that change at the top of the lineup?
You're always thinking about changes and stuff, you know. I guess you look at our top line not producing 5-on-5 enough. And, even though I thought their first period was pretty good, you know, they had some zone time, had some opportunities. But, you know, you don't score, you got to change it up a little, you know. So it was a good time to make the change. And, you know, unfortunately, we got a couple goals.
How good does it feel when you make a change like that and it pays dividends?
Well, it feels good. Obviously, I mean, I thought our team responded well to it, you know. I thought it was a good game. I mean, it was, you know, that's a good team over there. It's a competitive game all around. And, we got some fortunate bounces and scored.
What was the mindset? What was said after the first period? You had some good chances, but 2-0 is a pretty big hole.
Yeah, just that. Like, we got to just keep being relentless and stay with it. You're right. We were down 2-0, but I thought we played a pretty good period. You know, we didn't like the start for sure. But other than that, I thought our period was pretty good.
Were you sweating out the when they were talking about the Shen goal? What's going through your head?
Our video guy said it was a goal. I mean, I felt comfortable with his decision, but you never know. I mean, they might see a different view.
Your special teams has been getting better and better as the series has gone on. What kind of confidence do you get from that? Because your guys had said, I heard a couple guys say that that was kind of the thing that really gave you guys the belief, that early goal in the third, that you could come back and win that.
Yeah, that's twice where, we started the period out with a power play and we ended up getting a goal. So it was a big goal for sure, obviously. I think our power play has been doing a pretty good job getting some looks. They battled for that goal, which was nice to see. Wasn't an easy goal by any means, but it was, they were competitive and stayed on it and worked for it, and they got the goal, and it was a big goal.
When you struggle at the beginning of the series, as you did with that, and then, you know, I saw you guys working on it in the morning skates, and it pays off. What does that do for the team's belief system?
For sure. They believe it. Like, I mean, it helps for sure. You get, production, right? That's what it's all about. Power plays, I thought early on in the series we were getting looks, but when you don't score, it doesn't matter. It's about production. So it came up big tonight.
On the other side of the special teams, the PK has, over the last couple of games, cut off that seam pass to Laine and Scheifele really quite well. So what adjustments from your top two forwards have been making that work and shutting those chances down?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a lot of adjustments there. That's how we kill. And O'Reilly had a great stick on Scheifele twice, broke them plays up. The guys did a good job with their sticks tonight, and that's what you got to do. You got to have real good sticks, breaking them plays up. Those seam passes, they're dangerous. And Wheeler's a great passer, and, when it's time, you got to block shots.
Along those lines, how big was that four-minute kill?
Probably the difference in a game. I mean, it's the right call, and guys did a tremendous job. That went out there and killed that penalty off.
You've talked a lot about Sundquist development this year, but that play to set up the tying goal, just what can you say about that play?
He did a great job driving to the net with the puck wide. He's been a real good player for us for the whole season. You know, playing wing, middle, it doesn't matter. He's does a great job for us killing penalties. He played against Scheifele's line all night tonight. Thought he did a great job.
So the road team's won every game now. Can you break that trend in St. Louis?
Well, that's what we're hoping to do. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Craig, do you see any significance in the two guys that came up big today offensively, Shen and Schwartz, the fact that they had been struggling and not been able to produce, that those were the two guys that got it done today?
Yeah, they looked I thought when we put them together tonight, they looked more energetic and had more jump. Put Shen back in the middle, and he seemed to have more jump, and he was pretty excited about it. And I thought Schwartz, he fed off him.
And one more.
Bortuzzo, you decided not to go with him. What can you say about that? Is it an injury? Is it something that might keep him out for a couple of games?
He can play if I want him to. If we decide to go that way, he'll be available.
What do you think of Gunners?
I thought he had a real good game. Coming in there, not a lot of time. Obviously, you know, missing a lot of the regular season too, but I thought he had real good composure, closed plays out, made some small area plays that were real big for us. Okay? What's that? Was he a healthy scratch? I went with Gunnarsson. He could play if, you know, we decided to go that route. Okay? Thank you.